Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey, do you think you guys played your best game of this season on Sunday?
I thought we had the most energy that we've played in a game all season. The guys really came out. They were fired up. There were still, you know, some mistakes in the defensive end, but a lot of it was made up by their multiple effort mentality, flying around. You saw our athleticism on display, and, you know, we were really, really disruptive.
You know, it felt like you put a full 40 minutes together. Was there, you know, after looking at the tape, what can you sort of nitpick from that one?
Oh, I nitpick a lot. You know, we got outside screened a lot. I thought our interior defense did a really good job of, you know, when they got in there, we played back, they got in there and made a play on Isaiah, and both Jaden and Nas and our Fournade, they all came back to help in there and were blocking shots and helping on the glass. We were really, really, you felt our size in the paint. And I thought that was a really good thing. There still was some breakdowns with some three-point shooters, but, you know, we'll clean that up. But the effort, you know, at the end of the day, you have no chance if you don't have effort, and that's what I was most proud of with the guys.
Coach, with a young team, how do you get them to be aware of consistency because you're going to go on the road?
Oof. 18, 19, 20-year-olds, consistency. Right. I don't want to say, clean your room. All right, well, you made your bed once this week. It needs to be tried. You know, you just, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to, you know, be as consistent as a coaching staff and make sure that you're reinforcing those things on a day-to-day basis to these kids. You know, they've done a good job. It just goes back to, you know, you talk about turnovers. There's a quality of turnover. There's an aggressive, I'm trying to make the extra pass turnover, and then there's a turnover where you travel or you walk or you carry. Those are self-inflicted. And so you just got to, you know, keep teaching. We've got to be, you know, teachers every day, just trying to make these guys the best guys. I think that's what's going to keep them and help them be more consistent.
Obviously, the response from the loss was there against USC. What did you see from them in the days in between as far as kind of locking back in after that loss?
You know, the biggest thing is you're always worried as coach. You know, the game is a contagious game. You know, your selfish plays become more selfish plays. Lack of energy, losing is contagious. Winning is contagious. And there's an energy to that. And we saw, you know, a resilient group. Our staff does an incredible job of keeping these guys confident on a day-to-day basis. Our energy team does a great job of keeping them there, and you're always asking questions. And you know, as much as they were disappointed, they were really bonding, staying together, good energy in the weight room, good energy in practice. And that goes just back to a mindset. And our guys were really locked in on the game plan. They executed the game plan, and that goes back to having great energy and great focus.
Isaiah Stewart is such a talented basketball player. As a coach, what do you see as his next step in development?
Well, you know, I could start seeing him shooting some threes because he could shoot it. We just played him in the paint. He can step out once he gets a little bit more comfortable there. He does it in practice every day. He's just a special player. And I've never seen anybody, you know, you talk about his consistency, you talk about his leadership, you talk about the way he approaches everything, and you're like, it's just real and it's every day. It's pretty cool to see, and hopefully it rubs off on everybody because it's a perfect example of a guy who, all that hard work, it's not just that he's big and he's got long arms, it's his attack, it's the way he approaches stuff, it's his positivity, it's his leadership, it's how he does academics, he had a 3.8 GPA. You know, it's that guy that's just a perfect example in Mr. Consistency. Was Cal Ripken Mr. Consistency? Who was
it? He was the Cal Ripken.
Iron Man. But like, and it was Derek Jeter? Was that who? But like that, like they just, they, you know what you're going to get. You know, every day, you know what you're going to get. And so I think his growth will be more that perimeter shot, which we know he can shoot, and it'll be an advantage for us.
Do you think you can play the extended rotation when you go on the road where, like, coaches tend to kind of get tighter with that bench?
You know me, I've been tighter in some sort of regards of home or away. It just goes back to how the game is played. I can tell you what, like a guy like Nate Roberts came in and did what he did. You know, you find ways to find him more minutes because it wasn't just his execution of playing, but it was his energy that he brought to the game. That was the cool part of what his impact was. You know, if we believe that you can impact the game, you're going to play. Every game becomes different. You know, this week it's going to be a heck of a challenge, so we're excited about that challenge.
You're leading the Pac-12 in free throw attempts right now. Has that been a point of emphasis to drive it, get it to the rack?
Well, we want to go to the foul line. We've got good foul shooters. It's a way to get other teams in foul trouble, which is good. I think when you have a guy like Isaiah, it's a pretty physical play down there. They're playing physical with J-Mac. But we want to be the aggressor. We want to be taking the ball to the basket. That's a great stat. If you win that area of the game, you're doing the right things.
They have two thieves on this team, Dejan and Terrell Terry. Ball security, point of emphasis for you this week?
I think this weekend it's going to be, you know, we got to handle the ball. There's no getting around that. That's been every game for us where we can be better. And then transition defense is going to be huge. They really push the ball in transition. They did it from remember playing, you know, Coach Haas's team the first year when we played Stanford here, and they got it out and just really pushed it down the court. You know, his Kansas background with Coach Williams and the Carolina way, or however you want to call it, that's what they do. They do a great job of that. And they've got athletic players. They have lengthy players. And then Terry and who's the other new kid, who's just an incredible shooter, Spencer Jones. He's one of the best shooters that I've seen. So they've brought in a couple of guys that can really, really shoot the ball. So it's going to be a great test. They've had one of the best preseasons of any team in our league. And this is the team that's no one talking about. This team is really, really good. They're very well coached, and it's going to be a great challenge.
And DeSilva's 60% now. What does he do in the paint to make him so tough?
Gosh, he's just a good player. I mean, I remember him hitting a three in the corner against us. I still have a scar from the first year. He's just so versatile. He could be in the high post. He could be on the three-point line. He's a great offensive rebounder. He's driving the ball better around from the basket. And then defensively, he's huge on his double teams. And that length and athleticism is what makes them a really, really good defensive team.
Hey, is there a reason why Nate wasn't playing earlier in the season? Was he just not ready?
I just think, red shirt, it's experience. It's like, you know, Jamal Bay's really good. He didn't play a lot the year before. You know, it goes back to, you know, you kind of set into your rotation what you want. You develop your the guys on the bench, and then, you know, you never know, you know, where you can get better. But, you know, watching Nate in practice, he's always has great energy. He got that opportunity. I played them. I was committed to playing a couple of those guys a little bit more against UCLA. I played them in the first half, so we've been thinking about it. And then, you know, it's, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you put a guy in. He has that opportunity, and he's been tremendous. And so really happy about that. The thing that I was more excited about was, you know, you always question a young guy's ability on the defensive end. He was defending. He was rebounding. And when you look at what our problems were, it was defensive rebounding. He's a physical guy who's a great rebounder. And so to see him play good defense and rebound, him scoring was just an addition. That's going to help us become better.
From like high school to where he is now, it seems like he's really dedicated himself to the weight room. I mean, his body looks totally different.
Yeah, I look at him every day and go, I dream. Why didn't I have shoulders like that? But he's been on hard work, and our strength coach, Todd Tukin, has done a great job of building his body. Last year, he didn't just use the year to get better than the player. He really used it in the weight room. And I remember one day he came out of the weight room and his shirt off, he looked like Dwight Howard from the back. Shoulders were like this. He's all about work ethic. And when you see a guy who hasn't played a lot and got an opportunity and does really well and impact, he impacted the game more than anybody. And so, especially when we got in those fouls. So, really happy for him.
Think this for him, his next step is, I mean, like, obviously when you have a game like that, you get some buzz. Now his next step is what? Is it the consistency?
Same thing, it's the consistency of playing with that energy, rebounding the ball like that, and then understanding where to go on the offensive end. You know, you haven't gotten a lot of minutes, a lot of that experience. Boy, you look pretty comfortable. And that's, as a coach, you know, you see comfort, you see confidence, and you see focus. And I saw all three of those things in that game.
Is it hard to find Battle more minutes? You want to wean him in because he's such a good shooter?
I think in his thing, he's such a good shooter. I just felt like in that game it was more, you know, our defense was really rolling. And I felt like we didn't need that at that time. If it was a different situation, you know, he's been on my mind a lot because he's a difference maker. He's a guy that, just like when we played the UCLA game, Kynan, who hit the 7-3s, he has that ability to change a game. He really does. And he's learning the defense, becoming a better defensive player. He's a guy that's definitely going to be a great player here and will impact games this season.
Mike, going back to Nate for a second, with regard to Hamir, does that help him at all? Can that free him up knowing that he's got that behind him?
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. You know, everybody's, you know, I remember when we had David Crisp and everybody started to become really negative on Twitter and social media about Hamir. Hamir Wright has won more games here than anybody impacted. We see video clips on the defensive end, and he's flying around. You watch any good big clip that we had, he won the games for us. He played the center, he played the forward. And so people don't understand his impact. I mean, Hamir Wright is an elite guy that's, you know, struggling a little bit shooting the ball, but his defense, his energy, his leadership has been unmatched. And just like David, you know, anybody can say whatever they want. I'm with him. Our team's with him. We know how good he is. We know on his best days we become different, and that we just need to get him to his best days, and that comes back to coaching. But, you know, having another option is great. You know, Amir was so happy for Nate because they know how hard he works, and that's when you start to become a team. When it doesn't matter. It's not about you. It's about our team and winning and happy for somebody else that came in and maybe took some of your minutes because it was his night. That's when you become really a great team.
But what is it about Hamir's game that you feel like is great as a starter?
His thing is he has been a guy that, you know, if you're in practice, he's arguably our best three-point shooter. You know, do you remember what was Dom Green his sophomore year from the three-point line? Do you guys remember?
Huh?
I'd say 43.
At one point, he was his sophomore year, he was 1-for-17 from the three-point
line. Oh, yeah, okay.
Dom Green became one of the best shooters. You know, a shooter's a mentality. And so, you know, it goes back to comfort level, different things like that. And I think, you know, Hamir's ability at that four position to be able to have a guy who can space the floor and make shots is a huge thing. And then on top of it, he really plays because he's an elite defensive player. And, you know, he can play the big. He makes big plays. He's a smart defensive player. If you watch the Baylor game at the end when we switched, he was the one on Jared Butler making sure he's using his size, staying down. He's got an incredible IQ. And so, you know, we need him. He's the most, you know, and he's been big for us. He's going to, you know, we know it. The coaching staff knows it. City doesn't know it yet, but he'll prove it.
Seems like Kwadi has really found the balance between running the offense and then also looking to score.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the impact that's had on the team?
Yeah, I love how he's pushing the ball. I like how he gets it, pushes it. We're starting seeing Hawaii, like the ball was getting made basket, missed basket. He was there and he was already doing what? Before it hit his hands, it was like the Kevin Love outline. You know, like, ooh, and he's pushing it up, and that allows J-Mac and Nas to get out there, and it helps Isaiah because, you know, if you're playing against non-set defenses, you're in a good position. And so I love that about him. His assist to turnover ratio makes a coach fall in love with him because he does make some silly turnovers, but he's looking to make other guys better. And that's what any point guard that we have in this program, that's what they need to be thinking is making those guys better. And then when, you know, like great players do, if I'm doing this and we're missing, I have the ability to go do what? We were struggling scoring. We ran two plays for him. He got it. He made a little turnaround and then made one a little bit later. He has that ability. And, you know, Elijah made that little pull-up in the game with Shaq. They were playing this, playing that. He went there and made a little pull-up. So, you know, our point guard's first responsibility is to do this, push the ball, play great defense, and then have the ability to score at the end. But it's a luxury when you have a guy like that. A
couple more guys.
And, you know, I guess the thing that Elijah gives you off that bench is what, I mean, what
I think just like Nate, his energy levels are booming. Like, you know, and now it goes back to, okay, we got that. You're all over the place. But now put that in with disciplined defense. And, you know, and I think that comes back with minutes and comfort and all those different things. It's hard to play 6 or 8 minutes. It's hard to play 4 and you're sitting on the side. And he's done a heck of a job. I mean, he's impacted winning for us in the moments that he's played. And then it's hard, and I tell him all the time, don't let me be a coach that takes away confidence. I want the most confident Elijah Hartering, and we have to just coach him through. I don't like that shot, but I love when you did this, and we start to get more consistency out of that, because he's young. I mean, he played, you know, I don't even know how many minutes last year, but didn't get any quality minutes. So, Raekwon battled Marcus Tohonas. Obviously, I said, now we've got Brian Penn Johnson. You know, he could start for half the teams in our league, and he's not playing. But I know those guys are going to be great players as we move forward. And, just be ready for your opportunity. You get it, thrive.
And I think the other night that you described Elijah with, like, a beautiful light or, like, something like that.
He does. What he does is when he comes in the game, it's like, what did Nate do? It wasn't just, you know, Nate's energy did what to everybody? Brought up everybody else's energy. Like, he infused, you know, that. And got the crowd involved. You know, the crowd loves the guy that does what? They connect with the guy that just plays all out. You haven't seen him. He's diving on loose balls. He's running out trying to save balls. He's going after every rebound. He gets a dunk. He's shaking his, I can't do it anymore. But it hurt my neck muscle. You know, I don't know what this is, but he was running back. I got a little dizzy right there. I'm getting old. But that's what you want. And Elijah's got that, you know, I call him Patrick Beverly, you know, like, come on, let's go. You know, he's got that. Now it goes back to they obviously got to get better, but, you know, they bring that energy that's infectious.
Mike, when Jaden is on the floor, when you keep him on the floor, he's obviously an impact guy, especially on defense.
Sure.
Did you guys find something when he was helping with Isaiah and really enforcing at the rim and, you know, getting the six blocks and a half?
He was doing what he's supposed to do, but he was doing what he was supposed to do better. And he's been a guy. He was locked in. I think last night he didn't let maybe some missed shots and stuff. He gets frustrated a lot with himself. He didn't let that affect his what? His defense. And I felt like in some games he's let it affect his what? He's let that part, and that's part of the maturing process. And so it wasn't anything that we saw. We knew that they were, you know, going to extend. We didn't want to, you know, allow certain guys to shoot threes. But then on the flip side, when the ball got inside, because they're so big, you know, J-Mac and Nas we were going in and we were moving and we were showing our length, and people felt our size for the first time in a long time. And it's just something that we started emphasizing in practice.
Birthday girl, last month. You mentioned Quad
Happy birthday.
Not again.
You didn't make a wish.
You don't know that. I can't tell you. You mentioned Quad getting the ball out quickly.
Are you one or are you two?
How much with this team do you want kind of them out tradition with the athletes that you have? And are those the kind of turnovers then that you can live with if something goes wrong?
I like aggressive turnovers that are unselfish. You know, you don't like any turnovers, but if there was a level of turnover, you know, it's just, you know, you want to hit some singles, you don't want to hit home runs. And so something that we're learning. But, you know, we love getting out in transition. That's where we're best. Nas is unstoppable. Mac's unstoppable. You get Isaiah early, they can't double team him. It's been a point of emphasis, and our guys have really done a good job of getting it out. And it starts with that point guard. It starts with that outlet from the, you know, after a made shot. And we've done a good job of that so far.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.